朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
第三节最后一句话。
Let us continue with verse 3, the latter part.
我们看到第二件事情。
We see the second thing here.
四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事情。
He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God.
我不晓得这四十天是天天上课呢，还是偶尔跟他们上课，我不知道。
As I read this verse, I begin to wonder, did Jesus speak to them every day lecturing, or was it only from time to time?
但是起码这四十天，耶稣基督重复的跟他们讲一个很重要的，只有一个主题，就是关于神的国度。
I do not know exactly how many times Jesus talked about this, but it was clear that this was the continual theme, the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督开始出来传道的时候，一开始就是就让我们看见跟他的福音跟国度很有密切的关系。
When Jesus first came out to preach, he said the kingdom of God is at hand.
马太福音第四章记载耶稣出来传道的那一段的经文。
Indeed, if we read Matthew, when it first began to record Jesus' public ministry,
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音。
It was recorded in Matthew that Jesus went around Galilee teaching about the gospel of the kingdom of God.
他不是传天堂的福音 paradise.
He did not preach about the gospel of paradise.
他所传的是天国的福音。
He preached about the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，当我们越想到全世界的需要的时候，
as weOpen our eyes to the needs of this world.
我以为这个地图还在，上个礼拜我们放了一个地图在我们面前。
I was searching for the map of the world.
我很喜欢这地图放在那里。
I like the presence of the map there.
当我们讲到恩泽万邦的时候，我们也要有一个眼睛可以看得到的东西来提醒我们这个主题。
When we share about the theme beyond our kinsmen, it helps to have something there to focus on.
假设那地图还在。
So let us pretend that the map is still there.
我们看见全世界的需要摆在我们面前。
We see the need of the whole world before us.
弟兄姊妹，除非我们有国度的认识，我们不可能有超国度的福音工作。
Unless we have an understanding of the heavenly kingdom, then we will not go across geographical boundaries.
传福音有许多的拦阻，有许多的限制。
Yes, there are many limitations and many obstacles.
从圣经上，从我们的经验上，我们发现最大传福音的拦阻是什么？
But from our own personal experience, and perhaps also from the Bible, we find one very common obstacle.
福音最大的拦阻不是别的，是自我。
The greatest obstacle to the gospel is ourselves.
四十天，最好的老师向这些门徒讲了一个很重要的题目，关于神的国。
We have to realize that for 40 days, the greatest teacher, Jesus, lectured about the kingdom of God to the apostles.
请各位注意看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
到最后一堂课。
Perhaps this is the last lesson.
要结业了，要毕业了，这个老师要离开了。
The teacher is about to leave, and they're about to graduate.
四十天，重复的。耳提面命的，周而复始的，把一个重要的神国告诉他。
For 40 days, Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God.
第六节，他们问了一个问题。
But in verse 6, what question did they ask?
主啊，你复兴以色列国是不是在现在？
They asked, Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel?
我不知道我们有没有比这十二个门徒更聪明一点。
I do not know whether we are smarter than the apostles.
但是我相信两千年来人性是没有改变。
But I'm sure that for these 2,000 years, our basic nature has not changed.
空前绝后最好的一个夫子向他们上课。
The greatest teacher gave them lessons.
讲神的国。
Talking about the kingdom of God.
到了耶稣要离开了。
But when he was about to leave,
以色列国怎么样？
What about the kingdom of Israel?
所以有的时候我们想想这些犹太人，我们这些做中国人的人，我们也有一点安慰。
Sometimes when we see the Jewish nation, us Chinese are comforted.
原来我们中国人不是最笨的。
Perhaps us Chinese are not the dumbest.
原来我们中国人不是最会有民族主义、有国家主义的。
We are not the only one who really concerned about our own country.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we praise the Lord.
我们看见主不断地在这些门徒身上工作。
Jesus continued to work in the apostles.
一直到使徒行传第十章。
All the way until chapter 10.
主耶稣还在彼得的身上做这件事情。
Jesus was continuing to work even on Peter.
他已经进到荣耀里去了。
He was already in glory.
他跟上帝说，跟天父说。
And he was sharing with the heavenly Father.
我还要下去做一件很重要的事，有一个课还没有教完。
I still have to go back down to finish a lesson.
这是要给彼得一个实务的教材。
I want to give Peter an actual lesson.
让他真实能够把里面那一个传福音的拦阻，那个自我的限制，能够有一个突破。
So that he can have a breakthrough in the work of the gospel.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
历世历代教会的弟兄姊妹们接受了这个国度的观念。
Throughout the centuries, different people from the church accepted the concept of the kingdom of God.
因为国度的观念。
Because we accept the kingdom of God.
玛丽森1807年他从英国兜到美国，登陆广州，把福音带到中国。
Morrison brought the gospel from England to Canton, China, in 1807.
1865年的时候，戴德生把福音从英国带到中国。
And in 1865, because of this concept, Hudson Taylor brought the gospel to the inner parts of China.
这四点每一点，我们都可以有很多的发挥。
We can indeed develop these different points in depth.
但是我们要看第三点。
But let us move on to the third point.
第四节到第八节讲一个很重要的一个主题。
From verses 4 to 8, we see a very important central theme.
恩泽万邦不能没有这一段所讲的主题的那样的一个经历。
Indeed, we cannot talk about beyond our kinsmen if we leave these four verses out.
恩泽万邦要先真正认识复活的基督。
First, we need to understand and experience the resurrected Christ.
恩泽万邦也要清清楚楚看见国度的真理。
Second, we have to truly see the truth of the kingdom of God.
恩泽万邦，我们也需要亲身经历圣灵的能力。
Thirdly, we need to personally experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天的教会，今天的信徒，今天的传道人。
The church of today, the believers of today, and the preachers of today.
我们跟圣灵的关系太陌生，太疏远。
Are all too unfamiliar with the experience of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传也可以称为圣灵行传。
Indeed, when we see the Acts of the Apostles, we could just as well call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
教会时代也是圣灵工作的时代。
The age of the church is when the Holy Spirit starts to work.
圣灵是三位一体真神的第三位。
The Holy Spirit is part of the triune God.
神学家有一个神学家这样称圣灵说，他是我们的主圣灵。
A theologian has termed the Holy Spirit as the Lord Holy Spirit.
我们只会说主耶稣，主基督。
A lot of times we just say our Lord Jesus.
但是今天我们需要认识这位主圣灵。
But today, perhaps we need to understand the Lord Holy Spirit.
在这几节圣经里面讲到圣灵，提到两件事情。
Here we see two mentions of the Holy Spirit.
当然，圣灵的工作不止这两方面。
Of course, the work of the Holy Spirit is not limited to these two.
但是在恩泽万邦的前提之下，特别提到这两方面。
But as a preface to Beyond our kinsmen, we see these two aspects of its work.
第五节讲到圣灵的洗礼。
In verse 5, we see the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
第八节讲到圣灵的降临。
And in verse 8, we see the Holy Spirit coming upon us.
洗礼有很多的意义。
There are many different meanings to the word baptism.
使我们最容易联想到、最容易明白的是什么呢？
But what is the easiest thing for us to visualize?
洗字让我们想到干净、清洁、圣洁。
And that is the cleansing or the holiness part.
所以当一个教会要去传福音的时候
So when a church is about to embark on the work of the gospel,
圣洁是个很重要的事。
The concept of holiness is important.
但是在我们这些不完全的人、不完全的教会里面
But because we are imperfect,
讲圣洁是一个很难的事情。
It's very difficult for us to talk about holiness.
这几年我们看见一件事情。
In these few years, we've seen the truth.
基督教的不圣洁成为今天福音很大的拦阻。
Because of the many different unholy acts of the Christian church, it became an obstacle to the work of God.
传道人基督徒的不圣洁带了很强的杀伤力。
Because of the sins of the preachers and the believers, we see how it has destroyed the work.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲到圣灵的时候。
And when we talk about the Holy Spirit,
使徒行在提醒我们最重要，也许第一件事情最重要就是圣洁。
But perhaps the most important thing that we should think about is the concept of holiness.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前，让我能够大声疾呼，求主让这个教会弟兄姊妹每一个人，我们能够追求过更圣洁的生活。
It's my wish that all of us will indeed long to live a life that is holy.
圣灵的降临。
And then the coming of the Holy Spirit.
第八节很明显，圣灵的降临，你们就得着能力。
In verse 8, it's very clear, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will receive power.
就提到两件事情。
And here we see another two things.
一个是圣洁。
Holiness.
一个是能力。
And power.
就是我们今天传福音的人所需要的。
And both of these are needed if we are to embark on the work of the gospel.
求主把生活的圣洁、工作的能力赏赐给这个教会。
May the Lord give us the holiness of life and then the power of for doing the work.
怎么样能够经历圣灵的洗？怎么样能够得着圣灵的能力？
But how are we going to experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the receiving of the power?
第四节告诉我们说，不要离开耶路撒冷。
In verse 4, we were told, do not leave Jerusalem.
要等候父所应许的。
But wait for the gift that my father has promised.
他们怎么等候呢？
How did they wait?
在十四节告诉我们说，他们同心合意的恒切祷告。
In verse 14, we were told that they all joined together constantly in prayer.
当我们讲到恩泽万邦
when we talk about beyond our kinsmen,
我们想到钱，我们想到人。
Immediately we think about the financial needs, the needs for manpower.
原来我今天早上在这里再强调一下。求主让弟兄姊妹看重祷告。
But perhaps I should emphasize again, let us pay special attention to the need for prayer.
让我们在主的面前，在祷告里面来经历他的能力。
So that we can experience the power of God through prayer.
我们看最后一点。
The last point.
我们不只是要认识复活的基督。
Not only do we need to experience the resurrected Christ,
我们不只是我们在主的面前要明白国度的事情。
Not only do we need to understand the concept of the kingdom of God,
让我们在主的面前也有圣灵在我们身上。
We need to have the Holy Spirit upon us.
九节到十一节。
But from verse 9 to 11,
很详细的、生动的记载耶稣基督的升天。
It recorded very vividly and in detail how Jesus was lifted into heaven.
到十一节的时候，特别提到他怎么样去，他要怎么样再来。
In verse 11, we were told how he ascended into heaven, he will come back in the same manner.
耶稣基督的再来是恩泽万邦第四个很重要的动力。
The second coming of Jesus Christ is one of the strongest motivating powers.For going beyond our kinsmen.
上个礼拜王牧师这个王启雄弟兄在这里用马太福音二十四章十四节来给我们一些提醒。
Last week, Brother Wang used Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 to encourage us.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才临到。
The gospel will be preached to the ends of the world, and the God, and then the end will come.
末期就是指主耶稣基督第二次的再来。
The end times points to the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你这四件事情你都相信吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe in all four of these things that I've just shared?
你真的相信耶稣是活的主吗？
Do you truly believe that Jesus is alive today?
我不知道。
I do not know the answer.
但是我参加了前天大前天两个区的感恩的这个分享聚会。
But for the last 2 days, I spent time in the many different area fellowships.
每一个弟兄姊妹的分享和见证说出一个真理，就是我们的主是活的主。
I hear all the testimonies that were shared among the brothers and sisters, and I conclude that our Lord is indeed alive among us.
有没有这个可能？
Is it possible?
经历主的复活，但是你还不相信主的复活。
To experience the resurrection of Christ and yet not to believe in the resurrection.
我们都是反过来讲，我们说相信主的复活，要经历主的复活。
We often say we believe in His resurrection and then we experience it.
但是我觉得我们在座有很多人刚好相反。
But it's in my mind, a lot of us are entirely reversed.
我们都在经历活的主。
We are experiencing the resurrected Lord.
但是我们好像没有相信主的复活。
But seemingly we do not believe in it.
我们要把福音传开。
But if we are to share the gospel,
除非在这一方面我们有确据。
We have to have an assurance in this.
求主让我们有国度的一个胸襟和眼光。
And we ask God to place the concept of His kingdom into us.
让我们实实在在看见，不是单单我们的需要，我们也看见其他。各民族各文化的需要
so that we will not be closed in on our own needs but the needs of the world other kinsmen
一个多月以前香港坚道浸信会的牧师到了 Boston 他来看我
last month a pastor from a church in Hong Kong came to see me
我们谈到建堂的事情
and as we were sharing about building up of the church
他说李牧师我们教会去年刚刚建了一个礼拜堂
He said, oh, Pastor Lee, our church last year just dedicated a new building.
从香港来的都知道坚道浸信会是个很老很大的一个教会。
Those of you from Hong Kong will have heard about this church.
他说我们去年献堂很感谢主，主一直恩待祝福我们，这一年我们做了很多福音的工作。
And he shared with me how the Lord have blessed their church after they've dedicated this building.
我说你们花了多少钱？
I was curious. I said, "How much did you spend on this new building?"
他说4000多万港币
$40 million Hong Kong dollars.
他说算算大概有600万美金那样多
About $6 million US.
我听了以后，我愣了一下
I was surprised and taken aback.
马上我就问他，也许你们都要问的问题
I asked him a question that perhaps also in your hearts.
值得吗
Is it worth it?
刘少康牧师跟我讲一句话，我一直心里面很受感动。
And then Pastor Liu shared with me one statement which indeed moved me.
他说这600万放在这个教会做9年的福音工作，他说我们也感谢赞美主。
He said to spend $6 million US so that we can have 9 years of gospel work, we think it's worth it.
他说何况这600万是弟兄姊妹的奉献，钱在哪里？心就在哪里。
And in particular, because all these came from the offerings of the brothers and sisters, where their money is, there their hearts are.
他说以一个牧师来说，我看见他们这样的奉献，我再一次把自己奉献给主。
As a pastor, as I see how they contributed, I dedicated myself once again to the Lord.
他说在我们教会有一些这样的人，希望你们教会没有。
He said, there are certain people in our church that I sincerely wish do not exist in your church.
他说有人就跟他辩论。
There are indeed people who debated with the pastor.
主都再来了。
Jesus is coming again.
我们还把这些钱去变成砖头，我们为什么不把这些钱去直接传福音呢？
Why did we use this money to build a physical building and not to use it for gospel work?
他说我知道说这些话的人你就是要他奉献少，他也是不会奉献的。
I know that those who say these words, they will not give financially.
这一个多月，我一直在思想这个教会的见证。
And as I continue to ponder the testimony of this church,
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前，从《使徒行传》这一段经文，让我们重新肯定我们恩泽万邦应该怎么样往前走。
Let us return to the reality of the Word of God so that we know how to proceed so that the blessing will come on all nations.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心， 就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。